the rest of the story. Although for the sake of patriotic idealism, it is seldom characterized as such, the American Revolution was really everybody's war. At least it must have seemed that way at the time. In Yorktown, for example, at least 29,000 French soldiers and sailors showed up to assist George Washington's men. That's almost three times as many of them than of us. In fact, the French fleet, 37 ships, played a decisive role in defeating the British and winning the Revolution. Of course, the Redcoats had outside military help as well. The formidable Hessian mercenaries made such an impression that a generation later, American author Washington Irving, in his classic Legend of Sleepy Hollow, conjured the restless spirit of a Hessian cavalry officer to create the Headless Horseman. But back to the American side. Spain and Holland contributed significantly to the cause of the Continental Army. And have you forgotten about Poland? Why, what would our rebellious forefathers have done without the splendid military brain of General Kosciuszko? So, the American Revolution must have seemed like everybody's war. Although to Native Americans, it probably seemed like everybody else's. Oh, the so-called Indians fought in the Revolution, all right. As early as July 1775, British authorities officially sanctioned their service in the Royal Armed Forces. Strangely, however, these effective warriors on their own terms proved virtually useless in the context of General Cornwallis's shape-up-or-ship-out fighting machine. So after much training and many attempts at forcing the Indians to conform, the British High Command eventually declared them more trouble than they were worth and mustered them back into the woods from whence they came. Meanwhile, the Continental Army was busy recruiting African Americans, free and otherwise, and with infinitely better results. Indeed, black patriots fought in practically every engagement of the Revolution, including Lexington and Concord. Among the heroes who arose from their service was once Prince Whipple, who crossed the Delaware with Washington in the icy winter of 1776. But I want you to hear something. One group of British military allies, a group we have not yet named, were so numerous and fought so consistently and so ferociously that they very nearly won the war for England. Without their participation, in fact, there would have been no point in even trying to save the colonies for King George. They alone represented more soldiers than General Washington had in his entire army, twice as many troops. But who was left? What group of active participants in the American Revolution have not yet been mentioned? Well, I'll tell you who they were. They were we. They were us. Colonial subjects, loyal, many of them passionately devoted to the crown. No fewer than 21 regiments of loyalists among the fighting forces of the so-called English oppressors. So the next time somebody tries to tell you that the principle for which Americans fought and died was majority rule, you remind him that the majority of gun-toting colonists in the American Revolution, the majority by 2-1, favored the status quo. So yes, I do mean to say, speaking for those who put their lives on the line, that had our sacred revolution resulted in the triumph of democracy, well, you and I would be standing in the ballpark before the first pitch singing God Save the Queen. Now, you know the rest of the story.